The Maine Medical Association and the Maine Primary Care Association are urging voters to support a statewide ballot initiative to expand Medicaid. Their announcement at a press conference in Portland today follows an endorsement earlier this month by the Maine Hospital Association, but the medical community's support is not swaying Governor Paula Page, who dedicated his weekly radio address to opposing Question 2. Patty White has more.
At the press conference at Greater Portland Health, providers shared personal stories of patients who struggle to access care because they don't have insurance. Renee Faye LeBlanc, the chief medical officer at the health center, spoke about one patient who lost Medicaid coverage after his wife got a small raise. Now, says LeBlanc, that patient has to pay out of pocket for substance use treatment.
Yesterday, he let me know that it's now cheaper for him to go back to using heroin than it is for him to stay in treatment.
LeBlanc says more than half of Greater Portland Health's 10,000 patients don't have access to insurance. Brian Wyatt of the Maine Primary Care Association, which represents the state's 20 community health centers, says health centers in particular bear the impact of people's lack of insurance coverage because they provide care regardless of ability to pay.
A yes vote on question two will help to ensure that we can continue to make health care available and accessible to those who need it most.
And it's a smarter way to spend health care dollars, according to the president of the Maine Medical Association, Charlie Padavina. He says he's witnessed patients who avoid treatment until their health issues develop into emergencies.
It's a false economy to avoid implementing the Medicaid expansion because we're paying for this coverage anyway. We're paying for this health care anyway. We're just not paying for health care for these people in an organized fashion.
Supporters of Question 2 say expanding Medicaid will provide coverage to 70,000 Mainers, support providers, and create new jobs. But Governor Paula Page sees the issue in starkly different terms. In his weekly radio address on Wednesday, LePage said expanding Medicaid would cripple the state's budget.
Before I became governor, massive Medicaid shortfalls derailed the state budget every year. But my administration eliminated those shortfalls and put Medicaid back on a sound financial footing.
If Maine expands Medicaid, the federal government will pick up about 90% of the tab. The Maine Center for Economic Policy estimates the state would receive about $500 million a year. But to cover the state's share of expansion, Governor LePage says it will cost Maine $500 million over 5 years. Beyond his concerns for taxpayers, LePage says expanding Medicaid would also remove incentives to work.
Maine should not expand Medicaid for adults who are capable of working.
Charlie Padavina says Medicaid often covers the working poor. Question 2 would expand Medicaid coverage to those who earn 138% of the federal poverty level. That's about $17,000 for an individual and $34,000 for a family of four. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.